Greetings, listener, and welcome to this, episode 73 of Give the Drummer Some Podcast. And we are very, very sorry, because it's a presenter special. Guys, we've been trying our best to get fantastic drummers on to the podcast to talk to them about lovely, fun, and adventurous things, and just time constraints. They haven't been able to do certain days, certain times. Tom had his laptop nicked, so he hasn't been able to do certain days or times. And to the person out there who stole his laptop, you're a and yeah, George's been busy as well, selling shoes. So he's had a bit few time constraints as well. But there will be an interview next week. I guarantee it. I won't put my life on the line, but I will guarantee it. So this is a presenter special. And if you haven't heard a presenter special before, the idea of it is we just get together and just talk a load of balls, really. And you might find some interesting things in it. You might not. So it's up to you. You could either listen to it or just skip through this one and go on to episode 74. But you never know. You might learn something. You probably won't. But you might. And joining me on this episode today is my colleagues, Mr. Tom Ashcroft and Jordan Sims.
Hello.
Hello.
George, we got a nickname for you.
Oh no.
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take
it. You're permanently on the horn by the sounds of it. And as I've kind of told the listeners in previous podcasts, so we're calling you Hot Rod.
It's also funny because you get those sticks that you call Hot Rods as well.
Hot Rods Yeah. It has got something to do with the drums as well.
It's just occurred to me right now.
It was your plan all along.
I didn't think of that either, so there we go.
I don't think anyone will disagree with that.
So, guys,
It's all right. I don't think anyone will disagree with the nickname anyway, so it's fine with me.
George Hot Rod Sims. So, guys, we're going to start off the episode of, well, the podcast with some drumming news or music news. And I want to start this off first because a few days ago I shared a video on the Give the Drummer Some Facebook page of Dennis Chambers. And we're all very glad to see that he's getting better. So from the team of Give the Drummer Some to Mr. Dennis Chambers, get better soon. And hopefully we'll see you on stages doing your thing because we are all fans. I think we all agree with that, gents, yes?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Definitely.
Totally. So get better soon, Dennis Chambers.
Please get better.
That's my music drumming news. Who is next? George, Hot Rod.
I'll go next. I am promoting Drumbeat UK. Don't know if anyone's ever heard of it.
You're a promoter?
No, but I'm going to because it's for a good cause. Right. So it's Drumbeat UK. It's basically they set the world record for the most amount of drummers playing at the same time in the same place. So they raise money for the Brain Tumor charity. You have to pay to register. I think it's £20 to register. Uh-huh. But what they do is, I think last time they did it was 2012, and they got just over 798 people attended 2012. So they had 798 people playing at the same time in the same place, which is cool. This year they're going for 1,001.
Buddy, yeah, let me get my calculator out. Hang on, 20 times 1,001. Yeah, $20,000. Not bad.
But yeah, so you can obviously, you can sponsor as well.
Did you need a calculator for that?
Yeah.
But I think you get sponsored as well, so you raise money as well. But it's pretty cool. It's this year they're doing it in Manchester. It's at the Event City, and it is on the 21st of November, so it's well worth doing. Yeah. And you get to go in the Guinness Book of World Records if they meet their target.
Cool.
It's pretty cool, man. Good little thing for charity as well.
Charity. So, Thomas, tell us your tell us your news.
Yes, well, mine's more music news than drumming news. But it's kind of drumming news because no one still knows who the hell he is. But Slipknot's album, 0.5 The Grey Chapter, has been leaked onto the internet. Unfortunately. Yeah, bloody bastards.
That's rather unfortunate.
Yeah. But,
I don't like it when that happens. It really pisses me off.
No, yeah, same. And, you know, loads of I haven't listened to it yet because I'm a good boy. But some friends of mine have listened to it and they've got very mixed opinions about it.
Okay.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Yeah. They just think... a friend of mine was saying that the songs are crap and it's just... It feels really, like, pieced together and it doesn't, like, flow properly. And but then I've spoken to someone else who fucking loves it. So...
Yeah, well...
It's just the same as anything else that ever gets released, really. Someone either likes it or they don't like it. But whoever's on drums...
I like it a lot.
But they have said whoever's on drums is absolutely killing it. And I think... Yeah, it's got to be Jay Weinberg, hasn't it?
That's Steve Gadd. Ray Lazier told us.
Oh, yeah, that's a point. That's the all
Ray
along.
Lazier knows.
All along, it was me.
Oh, well, they they released one of the they released a second song, didn't they, the other day? I think Roadrunner put it
Cluster.
Up and it sounded
Cluster.
Wicked. Yeah,
yeah, I thought it was great. Yeah,
nice.
I really liked it.
That's a good tune.
But apparently,
it's a good tune. It's from the jazzy period.
But yeah, a lot of people have apparently it's finding its way around the internet at the moment. I mean, it really pisses me off because like. Whoever's leaked it is obviously someone close to the band who's worked on the album, like an engineer or something. It's like, why be a fucking bell end and do that?
Yeah.
Who else has got access to it to release it, you know?
Sorry, guys. I just want to say to the listeners, there might be a few choice words, like Tom just said.
What did I say?
Prick.
Ah. What did I say? I can't remember what I said.
You said the F word. You said the naughty F word. And you should slap your bloody fucking hand for it. Oh, I said it. Naughty me.
But yeah, no, it's just a bit like, oh, come on. What the, you know, it annoys me.
It's
Yeah, and also what annoys me is... Oh, go on, George.
No, I was going to say, it just, it's that, you know, it's that regular now. It's, you might as well just release it yourself.
Yeah.
But we
and
won't get
downloading
that.
As well. Because I mentioned about that in previous things, you know, when we sort of mention drummers, their latest albums and things, I always sort of make a point of saying, download it from a reputable source, iTunes, Amazon. Because I was one of these guys that completely supported Lars when he went out there against Napster and said, no, bugger this, we want to get paid. We, you know, they work hard on an album, they spend money on recording the album. Buy the album, you know. I just don't see the point in illegal downloading because you get a pretty shitty copy, and it just doesn't make sense to me. So
and then people were complaining. It's like, well, he's got enough money. It's like that's not the fucking point.
Exactly.
You know?
He worked hard for that money.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
all these musicians do, and
so what? You're meant
I
to
just
weep.
Think it's just terrible that. That they people go on and download these albums and don't spend anything on them, and it's not fair, really.
Yeah,
especially
like...
you know when you get people like bands like Tool who put a lot of effort into the artwork of their CD cases to have a really nice product, and then someone just goes and downloads it free because it's easier and cheaper.
I've always found with Tool though that their album art is more of the sorry I got so stuck in my throat. Their album artwork is like.
Yeah.
It's like 50% of the package. You get the music and it's cool, but the artwork is another experience altogether with Tool. And they don't have anything on Spotify.
Sorry,
you
Tom.
Can't find them on iTunes.
Tom, what was that? You got 50% of a package stuck in your throat? What? What? Who? What?
I said I've got something stuck in my throat, and you only get 50% of the package with Tool because that's why you can't. That's why you can't find them on like iTunes or Spotify or anything because you haven't got the artwork to go with it.
Okay. Very true.
So, but yeah, so Tool have got it right.
Very true.
I think.
They have got it right. And they're a pretty good band as well.
Yeah, they got a bright future ahead of them.
Danny Carey.
he's
pretty good.
My
he knows how to play a drum kit.
A friend of mine in London has a band and the bass player looks like Danny Carey. To the point where I almost tried to get an autograph from him. because it was like a splitting image. But they were playing to like three people, so it pretty obviously good. Wasn't Danny Carey.
Never know.
That sucks. So that was the music / drum news. Why and don't opinions. We move on briefly? Eh?
I said music news, drum news, and opinions on file sharing. And you bastards!
And whinging our bollocks off as well. So let's move on to stuff that we've been interested in the last from the last presenter special. And for me, I've been reading a load of books. And I don't read books, really. I know how to read and all that. But I'm not really a big fan of books until recently, when in a month I've read 7 books.
Well, nice. Chill out there, bookworm.
It's good, man. I read Sammy Hagar's Red, which is great. I read... What else did I read? Oh, yes. Bringing Metal to the Children by Zach Wilde, where I'll be reading you an excerpt because it is fantastic.
Oh, God.
Bedtime Stories with Chris.
and I've been reading Ian Fleming's James Bond books. And I grew up watching James Bond movies. Live and Let Die is my favourite one. Skyfall is my least favourite one. We'll chat about that as well in a sec. And but the Fleming books, holy shit.
Yeah?
Are better than the movies.
That's always the way with books, though, isn't it?
I absolutely wish what they do is they do another movie, another James Bond movie with Daniel Craig, and then they sack it off altogether and they go into making TV shows where they reenact the Bond books completely, because they are just fucking special. I really love them. I'm addicted to them. So yes, that's what I think. So I love reading my books, and I'm reading Joey Kramer's book at the moment.
Why is that name ring a bell?
It'd be lovely to get him on the podcast.
Joey Kramer from Aerosmith.
Oh, that's the one. I don't like Aerosmith.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it? Because I've got it and I haven't started it yet.
Well, you won't be interviewing him then. Tom, you get George. George will do it.
We'll do it. We've both got the book. I'll start reading it. It'll be fine.
Cool, because I can't stand that then.
Oh, my God. But just for now, children and listeners, I want you to sit down for a moment, because I'm going to do a bit of a Jack and Ori story for you, which is an excerpt from Bringing Metal to the Children, The Complete Berserker's Guide to World Tour Domination by Zach Wilde. And the book is pretty much all like this. Are we sitting comfortably?
I've got my head on my desk.
I am.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Go.
When out imbibing heavily... Oh, I am. I've just bloody started, Tommy. Right. When out imbibing heavily, there is always that one drink of death that can seriously put you over the edge if it is not consumed properly. Let's just say that I found that drink and it didn't work out as I had hoped. It's not that it all went down the wrong way. It was just wrong. All of a sudden, I needed to quickly head to the bathroom. It wasn't clear whether or not I had to shit or puke. I just knew that things were wrong. Seriously wrong. I made the decision to first try to take a shit, thinking that relieving my bowels would in turn take a load off my mind. So I laid down that flimsy ass protector that looks like it's made of a giant butt-shaped rolling paper and sat down to see what would happen. As I attempted to take a shit, I began to feel that all-too-familiar warm rush race through my body. You know, that hot sweat... that hot, sweaty, prickly feeling when you know you're going to fucking puke. Without a thought, I popped off the bowl, spun around and let the contents of my stomach heave into the toilet. Then, without any warning, it happened. Mount Everest itself. My arsehole erupted. When it first dilated, I knew things were about to go south, but I was so involved with Ralphing that I had no time to react. The gasket blew almost immediately, sending a projectile stream of arse soup mercilessly against the door of the lavatory, shit fucking everywhere. And that, my friends, is exactly how black holes are created. Unfortunately for me, JD is still in my life. Some things never disappear. Now, he talks about JD. I think it's JD DeServio, who's the bassist for Black Label Society. And he just fucking slates him the whole time in the book. But he does it. They're like brothers. They're like best friends. And right. It is the funniest. I reckon it's probably the funniest book I've ever read.
It's something that was disgusting.
Writing
book,
in there about. Yeah, it's disgusting. It's filthy. It's fucking amazing. He keeps going on about having sex with his wife, but he kind of puts it in, you know, like he gives Barbara Ann, who's his wife, gives Barbara Ann an ass pounding and all this kind of stuff. And it's just like, what?
Oh God.
You know, it's just, it's the most unbelievable book. And I laughed. I mean, every page, I think I laughed.
Wicked.
And he does a few songs about Ozzy. And it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable book. So there we go, guys. Zach Wilde's Bringing Metal to the Children, The Complete Berserker's Guide to World Tour Domination. So, gents, have you been reading any books at all? Are you into books? Are you not bothered about books? Talk to me.
I have been reading books, but not books that... Oh, yes, I'm reading Arnold Schwarzenegger's biography at the moment.
Cool.
It's amazing.
Tell us why.
It's just very inspiring. It's great. Like he grew up in this like in the middle of nowhere in Austria on like a farm, and then he decided he wanted to get into bodybuilding, and everyone said to him, "You can't do that." And then he became Mr. Olympia and Mr. Universe like 7 times, and then he thought, "Oh, I want to get into acting," and people said to him, "You can't get into acting. You're the world bodybuilding champion." So he got into acting and became one of the biggest stars of the 90s. And then he wanted to become governor of California, and everyone said, "You can't do that. You're governor of California. You're a movie star and you're a bodybuilder. You can't do that." And then he did it. It's pretty much that.
Fucking did it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Have you watched his film, Pumping Iron?
As well.
Yeah, he made his millions out of property, so he could pick and choose the film roles that he wanted. So he, like, with actors, you know, even if you're just trying to pay the bills, you've got to take any job you can get. But because he'd made his millions in property, he could weed out all the crap scripts and, like, do things like The Terminator and stuff.
Nice.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's a very smart guy. And, yeah, the accent kind of makes you think, well, what the hell's this guy? You know, he lifts things.
Get to the chopper.
He got into a position of power by lifting things. Now, we avoid lifting heavy things because it's unpleasant. But he went right up to the heavy thing, lifted it up, and America went, "You're the man. You're the one we want to sort out with water rates and tax bills and gas and all that shit."
I don't think lifting heavy things is unpleasant. It's just because you're really skinny.
Yeah, that's true. I'm 23, right? And I'm at the age already when I bend over to pick something up and I make a noise.
What? Depends what noise it is. Oops.
Yeah, okay. But no, it's a great book. It's really good. It's very good and I highly recommend it. Chris, you've got it on your bookshelf and you haven't started reading it yet.
I know, it's behind me. I'm looking at it now, but I'm too busy reading my Bond books.
Well, Schwarzenegger's better.
Because they are the shit. And it's based in the 50s too. And it's so 50s, the way Ian Fleming writes. It's just stuck in the 50s. It's hideously racist in places. I mean, you read it now and you're like, oh my God, this is terrible.
You say it's stuck in the 50s.
Back in the day, it wasn't so bad.
You say it's stuck in the 50s. He didn't really have a choice when he was writing it in the 50s.
I know, they can't go through time and stuff. But do you know what I mean? No, but reading it, the way they're sort of describing things and obviously the cars and all that sort of stuff.
Ah, speaking of time, Doctor Who's on right now.
It's very
Fuck.
50s. Doctor Who blows ass.
Yep, I second that one.
I love Doctor Who, and I'm missing it to talk to you guys.
Well, you're having a better time.
Sorry about that. Yeah, you're having a much better time than watching made-up crap. We've discussed everything this previously. I don't think we should discuss it anymore.
No, because
we're going to hit George, talk to me.
I haven't really been reading any books. I'm a bit simple, so I've been watching loads of...
Do they have them in Birmingham?
Yes.
There's a piece of paper that are stuck together, right? And there's shapes on it.
Yeah, it's mostly shapes. And then and pictures. And then they do have some simple letters that say, like, C is for cat. And then there's a picture of a cat. No.
it's an audiobook as well.
Yeah. I actually like audiobooks. But no, I've been watching
audiobooks.
I've got all the Harry Potter books on audio.
Oh Christ. Another thing that I cannot stand. Harry friggin' Potter, man.
Right. Yeah. I've been to the studio tour. It was fucking incredible. And I brought a wand. So don't mess. That's all I'm saying. And I got pushed into a radiator when I was a kid, and I've actually got a scar in the middle of my forehead.
You're more Harry Hot Rod there.
Harry Hot Rod, yeah. I love it.
Hot Rod Potter.
Yeah, that's
full name. Hot Rod Potter.
Hot Rod Potter, I like it. I've been watching loads of Netflix. I got into watching Dexter.
Yeah, how far are you into it?
I'm halfway through series 3.
Okay.
So
why you can?
What?
Man, series 4 is incredible. Stop. Series 4 is amazing.
Which one's the Trinity Killer?
Series 4.
See, I'm not that far.
Alright, we'll stop after series 4.
Yeah, because at the moment I'm on the because I've got really stupid names for the killers. Like it's just ridiculous. But I'm not the one where he's teaching. What's his name now? Is it Manuel or what's his name? He's teaching him how to kill, basically.
I can't remember.
Alright.
So I'm at that stage.
I can't remember.
It's the dude from Sons of Anarchy. He plays Nero on Sons of Anarchy.
I don't watch Sons of Anarchy.
In life. But now I've started watching that, and I've completed the whole of Trailer Park Boys. So, yeah.
I cannot stand that show. That's not funny, man.
No, you need to watch it. It gets funnier. It's one of them.
Yeah.
It's absolutely.
It's like Extras. The first episode is shit, but then everything else is amazing.
Yeah, like Bubbles, my favourite character ever created. It's hilarious. And when everything goes right, he goes, decent! And it's brilliant, makes you smile. And then there's a character called Ricky, who's thick as shit. And some of the sayings he comes out with are brilliant. Like, it was there's a saying, he mixes up actual sayings with his own words. And there was one where he was trying to tell this girl that he wanted to be friends with benefits. So he told her he wanted to be friends with the Benedicts. It's brilliant.
You're not selling me here, I'm afraid.
You gotta watch it. You gotta see it, I think.
Yeah.
I just want to explain something as well, just to butt in with the listener. The audio setup that we got here is a bit of a pain, because whenever I talk, there's like a second or 2 second gap before it comes up in my headphones.
Oh, I wonder what that was.
So when I'm saying stuff to you guys, I'm actually saying it about a second earlier.
Okay.
So the system here has been a bit of a pain in the butt. So, yeah, I'm going to have to sort of deal with this. We're going to have to work it out for next episode, obviously.
Yeah.
So sorry about that, listener. If I'm coming in a little bit later on, that's
it's a bloody system, isn't it? It's not my fault. It's the system. Down with the system. Anyway, so we've discussed books. What's everyone else been up to?
Hot Rod.
What are you up to?
I've been working a lot, actually. selling boots and shoes. You know, it's a fun job.
Cool.
I enjoy it. But I've been listening to loads of Snarky Puppy.
Oh, God.
Well, funny you should say that, because I have a video showing that very band.
They are incredible.
Do you want me to play some?
Yeah, play it. They're great. They're great, but the.
Let's go.
Fucking tune.
How bloody marvellous.
It's just incredible.
Yeah, they're a great band. They're really good. I love them, but I just can't stand how, like, I had about a year of it at college when, because they're closely related to my college, like the keyboard player teachers at the institute and stuff like that. And for
cool.
about, yeah, it's awesome. But for about that's a year, incredible. Everyone just talked about Snarky Puppy. So I've kind of got a love hate with them, is that I love them, but. Like, whenever someone mentions their name, my eye twitches.
Oh, God. No, they are amazing. Absolutely amazing. But I'll tell you what else I've been... I actually brought, and it's incredible, the 35-year anniversary of Toto live.
Oh, yeah.
It is ridiculous.
Is it Jeff Porcaro on the recordings, or is it Simon Phillips?
No, it's a live recording. So
Jeff and Simon.
It's the last one Simon Phillips did before he left.
Oh, cool. So it's not no Jeff
Porcaro.
Would
I just like to say?
No, because Jeff Porcaro
Simon Phillips,
is dead.
As you can hear on a previous episode. And he
name
is a
drop.
Gentleman. Name drop. Yeah, man, me and Simon, we're like best friends, yeah?
Buddies. But no, it was recorded in Poland. So they did... They did like a massive live show for it. It's incredible.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to Poland in December.
Cool. You are? Mm-hmm. Jak się masz, mam się dobrze.
Yeah.
You need that. It's hello, how are you? I'm all right, thanks.
Good to know.
So here we are. A bit of Polish for you. Wow. So, guys, other tracks. What else do you want to play? Jord, I've got an Alice in Chains one here from you here.
Yeah, man. Which one is it?
Phantom Limb.
Right, I thought that my two favourite Alice tunes were Wood. Right. Oh, hello, someone's allergic.
Hello.
Yeah, mate, it's Wood. And,
sorry, I'm allergic to bullshit.
Yeah. But no, I definitely would. Probably one of the best songs I've ever written. And Rooster. But then I heard this one the other day, and it just completely changed my outlook on Alice in Chains.
Cool, let's play it.
We'll be right back.
so happy. We're what so happy.
What a fade out. That was great.
Well, funny you should mention Alice in Chains, because this riff has been in my head for the last month, and I will play it to you. And it is this. So happy, we're so happy all the time. Drugs are bad.
Yes.
That's their latest song.
Kids, there don't you go, do guys. Much
a bit
drugs.
Of Alice in Chains. Can I play another song that has been on heavy rotation as well recently? As well as the video. Cool, blimey.
I think I know what you're going to play.
Play it for you now. It's Mastodon's The Motherload. Now, let me tell you, there is some booty being shaked in that video.
I didn't get the video. I'm not complaining at all, but it was just like, what's this all about?
I think you're expected to have some kind of heavy metal video where, I mean, in the background, before the booty shaking happens, it's almost like, it reminds me of Until It Sleeps, Metallica's Until It Sleeps video. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, these large-bottomed ladies start shaking their booty. And one woman in particular at the very end, I mean, whenever she has to back out of a room or back up somewhere, there should be this beeping noise that I'm sure starts up because she has rather large behind. And it's a great tune, man. And let me tell you, if there was one band, if someone said to me, right, you are able to join one band in the world as the drummer, it'd be Mastodon. If someone said you could join one band in the world as a guitarist or bassist, it would be Mastodon. Because they're an incredible band.
Have you heard the bassist's second band? Is it Troy Saunders, isn't it, bass player?
I'll kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it's with the Miles Volta drummer. I don't know if he's still their drummer, but Dave Illich, yeah. But that band's pretty good, man. Dude.
They're fucking insane. I love them.
Good, man. Once again, another incredible drummer that has been on the podcast.
And do you know what makes me laugh about that? He was Miley Cyrus's drummer as well.
Damn.
Yeah, man, talk about versatile. I talked to him about it. I talked to him about it, and I was like, what? And he was like, oh, I love it. It's hilarious because people try and put me in a box and they cut and it pisses them off.
It's pretty true, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Fair dues, man. Well, my last video, my last bit of audio to play to you guys and also the listeners is, have you ever heard of overtone singing?
No.
No?
Is that... Is it... No.
It's when they sing two notes at the same time.
One person
singing two notes. And it's quite a lovely lady called Anne Maria Heffele.
Heffelup.
And yeah, she's doing this type of singing. So I'll play you this and tell me what you reckon to it.
I can also move the overtone and the fundamental in the opposite directions.
What? What?
That scale also works in major.
Yeah, what? Man. That's literally her singing it. There's no keyboards, no nothing.
That's amazing.
Look it up. It's hang on, let me get the YouTube name of this because I've got a different. It's called Polyphonic Overtone Singing. Anna Maria Heffele.
Fucking hell. That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Nope.
She's had 5.6 million views.
I'd give her 5.6 million. I don't know what she looks like. So.
Can I have 5.6 million?
Oh, you please? Don't? Oh, we'll have a look.
After we've done talking.
All right, Thomas, play us your videos or your songs.
Well, you've got them. But the first track
I know, but you can introduce them.
All I've been listening to is two bands. One is the band that I joined recently because I've got to learn an entire set's worth of songs by the 8th of November. And they're really bloody hard. So I've been doing that. And the song, what's the song I sent you? Through Hell We March?
Through Hell We March.
Yes. This is what I've got to learn. Yeah, it's fun, man. It's fucking.
I like it.
It's really, pretty, really good fun.
Pretty good, man. I like that.
But what's tough about it is the fact that there's like, it's like Iron Maiden, you know, in Hallowed Be Thy Name, they've got the like digga da digga doon digga doon digga doon bra bra gum do, like all the hits and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, all their songs have got that in it, and it's like it'll occur before a chorus. The first chorus, but then it won't happen before the second chorus. It's like three bars long and it'll never appear again in the song. And it's like, fuck! It's just so much to remember. But it's cool, man.
Bummer. Great.
Bummer for you.
Yeah, so I've got pieces of paper.
It's cool. It sounds good.
I've got paper strewn all around me with charts and stuff, and it's horrible.
What was the other band?
Yes. The only other band that I've been listening to when I have 5 minutes to listen to something I want to listen to that I don't have to learn is Mike Portnoy's Project Flying Colours. They've just had a new album out.
Who? Mike, what, who?
Pike Mortnoy.
Pike Mortnoy? Do you know him, Hot Rod? Have you heard of this drummer person?
Isn't he, what's it, Mr. Linear, I think.
Yeah.
What a demon.
And I'm going to see him live on Monday because he's playing in London. I've been listening to this album.
Is he going to dedicate a song to Tom?
Oh, if he did, I could die happy.
Is there a song in his repertoire called Skinny Douchebag?
Oh. Play the damn
song.
Right,
we're going to play some Flying Colours, and it is Mask Machine. Portnoy's really calmed his fills down, hasn't he?
Yeah.
In fairness, you stopped.
He's turned
it
into a proper groover now.
Yeah. In fairness, there's three drum solos in that song. You faded it out way before the first drum solo.
Oh, all right then. So, in fact, really, Portnoy hasn't calmed down his fills then.
He has for the song, but when there's a gap, when like. There's some hits, and then he does some awesome Portnoy, you know, kind of fills and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, he goes to town, but it's not in the way of anything. It's during a section of the song that's saved for that, rather than like over vocals.
Cool.
But it's a fucking amazing album.
Yeah, it seems pretty good. I quite like that, I must admit.
Yeah, it's all on Spotify.
Yeah,
check it out.
Worth listening.
Although there are songs on it that's like 12 minutes long. It's a prog album. That's the kind of most poppy track.
Cool. Well, we've spoken drums, we've spoken music. How about we talk some films on TV?
Flims.
I read something which blew my frickin' mind.
What?
Go on.
Quentin Tarantino was announced to direct a new Friday the 13th movie back in 2004.
Ooh.
It's got here, the studios were hoping to breathe new life into the series and thought Tarantino would be the right guy for the job due to his name attracting audiences from all over. However, after little to no development with the film, Tarantino stated, contrary to what New Line Studios had said, he had only ever been talked to about the movie and was never actually hired to do anything. He also stated he had no desire to direct a Friday the 13th film, but would love to do a horror movie someday. That would have blown my fucking mind.
That would have been amazing. I love Friday the 13th.
That would have been great.
Right, man. And to have Tarantino do his kind of slant to it all.
Yeah, man.
Fucking sick.
Agreed.
That would have been incredible.
Good. So, what about movies and things? Thomas, tell us any films you've been watching recently or anything that you have been checking out.
Yeah, to sidetrack a bit, right, I've been listening to the Nerdist podcast a lot because I love it. I think it's great. Although they have a lot of people that I don't know, but when they have someone like Morgan Freeman or Schwarzenegger on, I love the episodes. They're great. In relation to that, I watched House of a Thousand Corpses,
cool.
which is an awesome film. Really like it. And I never knew Chris Hardwick was in it because he was fat and had a beard back then.
He's good friends with Rob Zombie.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. I was like, oh, shit, that's amazing. Because obviously I didn't connect the two. And then when I found out that he was in it, it was like, yeah, brilliant. So I watched House of a Thousand Corpses, which is great. I'm going to watch The Devil's Rejects again, because that's also very good. What else have I been watching? I saw Sin City 2.
Lots of smut.
Oh.
Oh, what's that like?
It's fucking amazing, man. Absolutely loved the first one. One of my favourite films. And the second one was just as good. I think the first one kind of had, I don't know, it kind of rounded everything off better. The stories were kind of more interesting. But the second one's good.
Nah.
Cool.
Yeah, George, you can go fuck yourself.
Podcast. You did what?
I said George can go fuck himself.
I'm not into the Sin City films.
He probably would if given half the chance, Tom.
I probably could. No, I'm joking.
Talking hot rod. But just saying podcasts, the two best podcasts, apart from Give the Drummer Some, of course, the Dana Gould Hour, which Tom doesn't like.
It's fucking
shit.
And also
the Bugle. I'm addicted to the Dana Gould Hour and the Bugle. Fucking love those podcasts. So guys, if you're into your podcast, which I'm sure you are listening to this podcast, keep listening to us though. Don't leave us to join other people. You can join them as well. Try out the Dana Gould Hour and also the Bugle. Absolutely a fantastic podcast, as well as the Nerdist. The Nerdist is great as well.
I love the Nerdist. It's amazing.
Yeah. What's his name? Matt Myra. He's my favourite. He does a podcast, if you're into James Bond, like me, called James Bonding, which is very good. So check that out. I've been listening to that while I've been making my ice cream.
Nice.
So, Jord, sorry. Hello. Tell us movies and things.
I'll tell you what I watched the other day. I've been meaning to watch it for a while, but I watched the new Captain America film.
Is that good? I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Number two. It was all right. It definitely wasn't as good as the first one. I just felt that it wasn't really about him. It was kind of more about the agency than him, I found.
Right.
But it was all right. Right. It's worth watching.
It was more filler for Avengers 2 than anything.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'd definitely put that down as that.
It was, it's a film that had to happen because it was contractually obliged to happen.
Probably. That's how it came across anyway. It was kind of like, it wasn't as good as the first.
Yeah, the first one's great.
But it was all right. And then I watched an oldie as well. Well, it's not that old, but it's pretty amazing. I watched...
Your Mama.
Ooh. That, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
What was that?
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
Right. Because it's the second film, people are going to think it's crap, but it is amazing. It's really good. Well worth a watch.
Is it the same kind of style as Jay and Silent Bob?
No.
I love Jay and Silent Bob.
I can tell you guys, out of all the guys that do the podcast, I'm the only one that remembers when that movie first came out.
What, Jay and Silent Bob?
Old. Yeah, no, Bill and Ted's.
Ah.
I think it was about 92.
Yeah, I wouldn't have even been one.
It was Kiss, wasn't it?
With which one?
God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
Yes, yeah.
I wasn't even one.
Oh, man, that was 90. You weren't even, what, 92?
Yeah, I was born in 91, end of 91.
So you were born?
Shit.
I was born, but I wasn't one. I wasn't even one.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I was...
He was pissing and pooping himself. And I was...
no different.
I was 14, and I was pretty much doing the same.
I'm doing the same now, man. I'm just 10-23. So.
Yeah, I was about four.
I feel sorry for you motherfuckers, because, like, 91 was when Metallica and Guns N' Roses were, like, the kings. Big. Well, 92, more 92. And all the music that was coming out then was just fantastic. All the bands were just amazing and all that kind of stuff. And I really feel sorry for kids these days, because they've just got a load of toot out there that they're influenced by.
Well, that's
you know what I mean? When I was sort of on the drums and stuff, sort of learning my craft, but you know what I mean, learning the drums, it was when Metallica and Guns were just the kings.
Yeah.
But they still are the kings. The material's still out there.
I know, but there's also a lot of other material out there that is a bit tooty, a bit
pony. Yeah, but It was the same in the 90s.
Well,
I've completely shot you down. I'm sorry. Well,
but there weren't as many bands around then. And the bands that were out there, chances are were good because they got record deals and shit. Whilst now you can record in your bedroom and put albums out there. I don't know. I think bands were a lot better then. You've got more choice now, but with more choice,
I would agree.
You also get more shit.
But yeah, anyway, back to Bill and Ted. So,
fuck you, Tom.
I disagree.
It's rumoured to be a third in the making.
Yeah, I heard that.
You know what? I'm really excited.
Movie news. Oh, go on. You're excited about the third one?
Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Well, there's a third Ghostbusters as well.
No.
And apparently, it's a load of ladies.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Lady Ghostbusters.
Well, okay.
So we'll have to see. I mean, you know, hold judgment. And something I read earlier on today, which blew my fucking mind. The Big Lebowski 2.
I haven't even seen the first one.
With Bill Murray as the dude's brother.
I don't know who the dude is because I haven't seen the first one.
No, I haven't either.
Well, then you're very foolish. Oh, fuck off. The both of you have never
seen Lebowski. Yeah, well, this is what happens, man, when you're fucking old and we're not.
Well, why the fuck are you here talking to me when you should be watching that?
Because you made me come
here
this time.
You'd love it. Yeah, true. You'd love it, honestly. It's one of my favourite movies of all time. And it's absolutely brilliant. So you have to watch it. Can't believe you've never seen it.
Duly noted. Weren't you going to talk about awful films anyway? Like, was it Skyfall?
Awful films. Skyfall, yes. Because I've said before in previous episodes, talking with great drummers as well as a couple of douchebags, namely you two guys.
Yeah.
Skyfall, I loathe it, hate it, loathe it. And I watched it again. I thought, I'll give it another chance. And I would say that it is probably the most beautiful Bond movie ever made. But storyline is just horrific. And just product placement is just terrible. And just not a huge fan of it. But I would say that it is not my worst movie ever made. Because previously I said it was the worst movie ever made. And it's not, simply because it's just stunning. It is a stunning movie. It's a stunning film.
Isn't Mads Mikkelsen in that?
No, that's Casino Royale.
Oh.
That's a good film,
the same, though.
But it's... Nah. Not really. But yeah, Skyfall, I watched it again, and it's just, oh God. Just not good. Really bad. Really bad. But it is not my worst movie of all time, and I've thought long and hard about this, and I watched a film about 4 months ago, and I would say it's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Go on.
I watched it simply because of the soundtrack was so famous at the time, and because it was written by three exceptional musicians. Okay, it's not heavy metal and all that, but I'm not always into heavy metal. But I will say, and I will go on record as saying, that the Bee Gees are some of the greatest songwriters of all time.
Yes.
And the worst movie for me ever made, Saturday Night Fever.
Okay, never watched it.
No, me neither.
You have to witness it to see how incredibly bad it is.
Well, not really.
The acting
awful.
Is bad. John Travolta is an asshole to everyone. At one point, the group of guys that he's with pretty much kind of molest, gang rape a friend of theirs. It is not what you think it is. When you listen to the music, you think it's an upbeat film. And I watched it because I thought, well, I've never seen it before. I'll check it out, you know, see what it's like. Not really my thing, but, you know, I want to kind of watch the top films of all time, go through the list. And it is horrific. It is such a terrible film. And it's one of those films where there isn't an ending to it. It just ends. Just stops. And then the credits come up and you're like, what the fuck was that? It's one of those films. And you think it's going to be upbeat and disco-y and happy, and it's not. It is super dark, and I just did not enjoy a frame of that movie.
So okay.
I just want to put that out there. My worst film of all time is Saturday Night Fever.
So you know what mine is? Braindead. Braindead.
Ah, that film's really amazing.
Oh, it's
that's
just
bad.
Nah, right. See, Peter Jackson made some amazing films, mainly Lord of the Rings, but that film for me, I just didn't get it. I didn't find it funny.
Right.
It was just weird. Like the only funny part, because I've got a bit of a childish sense of humour, is when there's a scene with, because obviously there's a monkey that bites things, turns to zombies. Things start falling off people, body parts come alive, all this weird stuff. Kind of like a zombie film. There's a bit where an intestine is crawling across like, the ceiling, and as it crawls, it farts. which is funny, but it's just like, what the hell? And then like, and then when he gets to, like, all these zombies are coming at him, he just gets a lawnmower and just stands there. I just didn't get it.
That's such a classic horror film scene.
It's a great film, man. I mean, dude, you need to watch Saturday Night Fever. You'll soon change your mind. You'll be like, oh, fuck. I'll see what it means. Yeah, but the thing is, well, I mean, but it's movies that you just don't get. I mean, I don't get Machete or whatever you call it with Danny Trejo.
Machete, yeah.
I just don't get it.
I don't
want to
watch it.
Awful.
I saw the trailer for it and I was like, no. Brilliant.
So, yeah, avoid it. It's terrible. Thomas, tell us your worst movie of all time.
I can't think of my worst movie of all time, but the worst film I've watched recently was Legion.
Yeah, I went halfway through that. I turned it off.
Yeah, because my dad has it on DVD and he loved it. And I remember watching it years ago and I enjoyed it. I remember getting through it and thinking, yeah, it was a film. It was all right. And I saw it on Netflix and a friend of mine was around and I was like, oh, you've got to watch this film because I remember it being awesome. Halfway through, we looked at each other and it was like, fucking hell. Right, turn
yeah,
this off.
I remember it now, it's awful. Yeah.
the black guy with no hand made me laugh. When he's,
I didn't even get that far, I don't think.
No? Oh, you must have done because he's the guy who, when the guy gets crucified upside down in outside, and the stupid woman tries to get to him and he explodes and it melts the guy's back.
I can't remember that bit. I just remember turning it off.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it was practically.
I remembered it being good, but I must have just enjoyed it because it had guns in it and I was like 15. And I tried watching it the other day and it was like, oh, fucking hell. I wouldn't have been 15 because it's not that old, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've gone worst movie of all time. What would be your favourite? Because, I mean, the listeners know that mine's The Thing. I'm not going to go into it much. I always go on about The Thing in podcasts. You got to watch it. It's the greatest movie of all time.
Mine?
Tell us your favourite film of all time.
They're both shit. They're both Schwarzenegger films. It's either Predator or Terminator 2.
Classic.
I prefer Predator 2. Sorry.
No.
Predator 2 is very, very good, man. Danny Glover. Fantastic film.
I enjoyed it, but what I loved about the first Predator was the fact that you didn't know what the fuck it was, and you were like, that was what was amazing. It wasn't scary, but it was intriguing because you didn't know what it was. Whereas the second one, it was like, I know what it is, and oh, they don't know what it is, but I know what it is. So it was good. I enjoyed it as a film, but I prefer the first one better because they didn't have a clue what was going on, and you didn't have a clue what was going on. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But the second one's fantastic. When they're having the fight on the side of the building, they end up in the bathroom and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I really enjoyed
fucking great.
Hot Fuzz as well. That's a great film. One of my favourites.
That's a good film.
And I've out of that trilogy, I think World's End is my favourite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy that film.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
I know.
George, your favourite movie? Because we better wrap this up soon. Because it's nearly an hour.
So, I'm going to be honest.
Of us talking bullshit.
Oh yeah, it's going to get worse. Trust me. Right, I'm going to be honest about my favourite film. You're going to laugh at me. My favourite film of all time. mine is Hook.
Oh, that's a fucking awesome film, man.
That is my favourite film of all time.
I love
it. And
that
it will always be. Hands down.
Jesus Christ.
Because deep down I know that one day I will be Peter Pan and everything will be fine.
Oh, you're not a bit like Michael Jackson, are you, Hot Rod?
I wouldn't go that far. No, I wouldn't go that far. No, but Hook is such a good film.
Yeah, I remember enjoying it. I haven't seen it for years.
Oh, I saw it the other day.
For years and years.
But that's brilliant.
Do you know one movie that I've got to watch repeatedly, at least once a year?
What's that?
Big Trouble in Little China. Love that film. Love that fucking film.
Do you know a film I have to watch every year?
Go on.
Go on.
Elf.
Oh god.
Well, that's a must, isn't it?
The second that the 1st of December hits, Elf every day.
See, mine's still Hook.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
A Christmas Story is good as well. That's a good film.
George, sorry, dude.
It's all right. No, I used to remember Christmas Day. There were two things, like, when I was a kid, it was always every year. We'd have our dinner, and then me and my dad would sit on the settee, and we'd put a TV on, and it'd always be Hook, followed by Jurassic Park, and we'd just sit there and watch it every year.
Park was on today, dude.
Oh, really?
I know, but I watched it the other day on DVD, so I couldn't watch it again.
The only Christmas ritual I have is Doctor Who.
Well, that's a shame.
On that note, listener, I think we're going to end the episode because we've reached an hour and Tom has mentioned the two words that most makes me want to punch myself repeatedly. So, should we call it a day then, gents? I think we've bored the listeners enough.
Let's call it a wrap. We've given them enough insight into our lives.
Yeah, how fucking boring we are.
Oh, I do have one thing.
So, guys... Oh, go on.
I don't know if anyone is still listening at this point, but I have started working in Denmark Street in London. So if anyone wants to come into Tom's Drum Store, appropriately named, I think, on the corner on Charing Cross Road, come in and say hi.
Don't do it.
Oh.
So, guys, there we go. There's a plug for Tom's business. Tom's Drum Shop. Hot Rod is going to do another form of plug, but don't want to know about that. So until next episode, play your drums. Have fun. What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
All right. We all know about your plugs, Hot Rod. So moving on swiftly, until next episode, play your drums.
Oh my god.
For God's sake, have some fun. And we'll see you later. Come on, guys, we'll do a three-piece bye-bye. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Bye.
I thought you were about to say a three-way goodbye.
Bye, you dirty bugger.